Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast. My name's James Welsh and I'm a skincare influencer. And this is Robert Welsh.
And I'm a makeup influencer and a makeup artist, first and foremost.
First and foremost. And this
I'm
is
not
a podcast.
Like other influencers.
No, he is. And and this is a podcast all about being influencers in the beauty industry.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yes, and you?
Yes, and you?
Yes, thank you. Wait, good. What week is this going now? I think I'm on holiday right now.
You are? I think you're going to be in the Maldives.
Oh, I'm just having the best time, maybe.
Yeah, possibly in your shorts.
In my possible shorts.
Possible shorts. What are you supposed to be doing out there? Are you going to go
snorkeling?
Just chilling out. All right, you're not going to go snorkeling.
I'm not a fan of extracurricular activities. That require you to possibly embarrass yourself, including cycling.
Yeah, you find cycling embarrassing?
Like, last time I got on a bike, my jeans broke and I had to ride the bike down roads with a tear in my jeans.
Right.
And also when I see people cycling, I'm like...
What, just in general?
Yeah, I'm like, there they are again. No.
there seems to be a thing I've noticed around here, especially of, like, older men go through a stage of buying professional cycling equipment and going cycling a lot.
Stop. It's true. They do.
They do.
Well, I mean, it's a nice, healthy option.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. They're at that stage where they're like, right, I need to get fit now. Like, we are, but we never actually do. So maybe it actually only happens in your 40s.
Yeah, maybe I won't diet until I'm 40.
Give up until you're 40, yeah.
Yeah, you're
good
right.
Good idea, the world.
Good idea. How are you? How are you this week I'm on holiday?
Oh, God, I wish I was on holidays.
I'll bring you a magnet, and that's a promise.
Yeah, bring me a magnet. No, this week is, there's nothing planned. It's just an average week, which sometimes is nice, you know?
Sometimes we need an average week.
Just to do business as usual.
Have you watched, one second, let me find what it's called, because it's the best. One second, please. The Flight Attendant.
No,
Kaylee Cuoco. She was the.
I tried watching that.
No,
from The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah,
isn't it like she gets off a plane? Oh no, what happens? She gets off a plane
oh
and
my
like
God, it is so good.
Doesn't she murder someone or something?
No, well you don't know. She wakes up next to a dead body, and then she's like an alcoholic. She's an air hostess. That's the first season, and in the second season she has like this. I won't ruin it.
Oh, there's a second season.
Oh,
I wondered why it was like trending
it is so
again.
Good. We've been watching it like just nonstop, and I feel like this season is more gripping than like we've stayed up to watch it and then got to a point where it's like, no, we have to go to bed. It is really, really good.
Yeah.
I couldn't recommend it enough.
Okay, I might watch that because we just finished the new Stranger Things and we're going to watch The Staircase next, and then we'll definitely need something else to watch because we're watching everything like in a week.
You must. Oh. Yeah, we watched it in 2 days. 2 days we finished the whole thing. God. And it was, oh, James, thrilling, gripping.
Oh my.
The Times or whatever the reviews do. Out of this world, said Space Magazine.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
So I won't be watching it now. I don't think that's for me. Listen, speaking about waking up next to dead bodies.
Yes.
Is there anything you've been loving this week?
No.
Oh.
Well, no, you know what I am going to talk about? The Hello Sunday eye cream SPF. What a jolly good time, James.
Yes, very good.
Oh, listen, Hello Sunday. If you're looking for good, I'm sure we've spoken about them loads. Good SPF under makeup. Hello Sunday is one. The SPF for eye one is a little bit dry, so I would recommend an eye cream underneath just to get the texture kind of right. Yeah. I wonder, actually, it almost has an eye primer consistency where it's a little bit drier and it's almost color correcting. So I would probably use that under makeup. I think it would be great.
It's mineral, so it is a little bit white casty.
Yeah.
When this goes up, I would have done a sponsored video for them. So disclaimer, I would do have a sponsored video with them.
Oh, this isn't sponsored. I really like my cream.
Yeah. Robert had no idea.
I had no idea.
But it's nice. It actually kind of like brightens the eye area.
Yeah,
it's really cute. Without just being because of the white cast that mineral sunscreens give you. So I was really impressed by it. And that's not just because I did a sponsorship with them. But it's nice to have sunscreen, especially made for your eyes, because sunscreen can shift a lot and leak into your eyes.
For stinging, I get some eye creams is horrific. It feels like, have you ever got like chlorine in your eyes in a swimming pool, and you're on the edge of a pool and you can't open your eyes and you're choking because you just
and you're tired by like 4
p.m. Yeah, it gives that kind of stinging. I didn't get any eye stinging with this at all. It was really, really, really nice.
Sometimes you can smell when the sunscreen is going to hurt your eyes, and it's usually those chemical filters.
It's like when your hairspray starts to melt.
Yeah, it's the same thing as that. But I love that one too.
Nice. James, listen.
Yeah.
Whilst I'm on holidays, is there anything you've been labbing?
Yeah, you know what? A good old fevy of mine is the COSRX Pure Fit Seeker Serum. And this is the thing. What I love about COSRX is they always use a lot of the actual ingredient they're saying is in the product. And that's not always a good thing and always a necessity. But when it comes to the ingredients they use, it usually is. So for example, like centella, they use the whole plant to get the benefits of cica metacasticide, within the plant. So the size of it is an Olive Young exclusive. Like Olive Young is my favorite place at the moment to shop for Korean skincare. Nice. But it's good. It's just really, I feel like everyone could benefit from it. It's just really soothing, helps repair your skin, calm down any redness, any irritation. It's lovely. And I've talked about on and off for years and years now because it is just a good solid favorite of mine.
Nice. I am looking for something. I mentioned to you yesterday, I want something because I'm going to be in the sun and I'm not a sun person. I know my skin is going to tan just from looking out a window. I feel like I need to almost like repair my skin overnight from the day. Do you know what I mean? Like almost calm it down. Is that something that could do such?
It would be, yeah, if you use this with, like, some ceramide stuff.
Bring one for me tomorrow.
No, I'm busy tomorrow filming for our Twitch channel.
Yeah, I'm filming with you.
Okay, but remind me, because I will forget. I've already forgotten.
Okay.
All right.
Remind you tomorrow morning. All right.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Listen, let's take a break, because this is too much information about my holiday.
Yeah, and we need to get paid.
Yeah, so let's go to an advert. You tell us. Okay, bye. Here's an advert for you. Bye.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door.
Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back. Did you tell us? How was the advert? Right. So today...
Well, I love HelloFresh.
Well, I'm a... No, is it HelloFresh? I don't know. Who else?
Simba Mattress, HelloFresh, I don't know. Audible, one of those.
I just got an email. And I pay for a magazine subscription for our mum. She's listening now. Hi, mum. Listen, I have a warning for you, mum. I just had an email saying that the jean pattern, there's a mistake on the jean pattern, sewing pattern.
Mum, put it
in
down.
Your magazine, mum.
Put it down.
Burn that magazine. I'm so sorry. Please don't make those jeans. There's going to be one leg longer than the other. Anyway, listen, today everybody make mistakes. We are going to talk about Earth have weather first stars.
No, we're talking about PR.
Oh yeah, sorry, we're talking about, that's the wrong thing. Today, everybody makes a mistake. You've probably heard us talk about PR before, right? And somehow it's a little bit like, yeah, and also it's a little bit like, but we want to dive a little bit deeper in today, because we always talk about how PR can be a bit of a burden. And I can imagine people being like, free products, how is that a burden to anyone?
Yeah.
What a dream come true. Dreams do come true.
Everybody
makes mistakes. Let's talk about it deeper. Let us explain ourselves.
Please,
so that's
listen.
What we want to talk about today. We'd love to know your opinions as well. Over at the Instagram at the Double Cleanse Podcast. Let us know.
Yes. So, should I start off?
Yeah, James, listen, you go for it, James.
Okay, so here's the thing, and I'm sure you've heard a lot of influencers talk about this, and I definitely have recently, and that is really what a pain in the ass PR is, because it's actually really nice. It is nice to receive
it's
it,
really
especially
nice.
It's really nice, especially from brands you love, you use, you have like a really good relationship with. However, more often than not, once a PR company, so these are usually companies who represent a number of brands, has your address, that's it, you're done for. You'll be receiving packages from brands you never heard of, a new launch every single day, and it just gets a bit excessive, because there's that guilt of like almost having to use it. But first of all, like PR, if someone sends you PR, it's a gift. It's like you don't know it's coming. It's a gift, and there's no obligation to review
and
it on your channel.
It's nice to be like, imagine just like one day the post person comes to your door and they just have like boxes.
A gift
like,
for you.
I didn't order any of this. And you know, you don't know you're being sent it. Sometimes it's nice to receive like the odd like surprise. It's like, oh,
yeah.
No, they knew I existed. It's nice.
Yeah, definitely. But then also sometimes you're like, why am I being sent 5 lipsticks from L'Oreal?
why have L'Oreal sent me blonde hair dye?
Yeah.
And a red lipstick.
Yeah. And honestly, it kind of like, do you know what it feels like sometimes is like someone that works in their PR had to send out a number of boxes and they've just ticked their quota without really looking into the influencer they're sending it to.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of like, I think as influencers, we do have a responsibility to take on less PR, in the sense that it's wasteful. It can get really wasteful. I mean, I'm looking at two giant boxes full of giveaway stuff because I've been sent PR that I know I'm never going to use before even, you know, looking at the product. And then also, the room. It takes up so much room. The house. It costs money. It costs...
Right.
From our point of view, it costs money to dispose of everything effectively, correctly, and properly. It takes time to... You know, sort out the recycling side, put the products to one side, sort out the cardboard, sort out any plastic that was put into it. And it we get so much PR that we actually hire somebody, not hire, but we will get a company who comes and collects rubbish professionally.
That's hiring someone.
That's hiring, right, yeah. To dispose of it for us. And that is a cost.
Because that's the thing as well. You want the cards to be recycled. You want the rubbish to go where rubbish goes. You don't want it to be dumped on the side of the road. Let me be real and upfront and tell you how much it costs, what, every 4 months?
Sometimes more, yeah.
It can cost around £500 every four months to have your rubbish disposed of correctly. And we're talking filling up a garage, like filling up from floor to ceiling.
Yeah.
That much disposable card and... I don't know what else do people send in PR, random scrunchies or things that maybe you can't pass on to someone else. It can cost a lot of money. And again, maybe it'll be cheaper to just get someone to, you know, someone to come and pick it up, but we want to make sure it's disposed of, recycled, all that kind of stuff. Doing our bit to save a planet, whatever.
Yeah. And there are brands, one thing that I love that brands do is there are brands now, for example, Paula's Choice always do it, and The Ordinary or any DCM kind of attached brand will email and ask if you want PR for a product. Even if it's a new launch, you don't have to sign like a, what's it called? Like a non-disclosure, what's it called? Yeah, like it's secret, don't tell anyone. They just say, this is what we're launching. Do you want to receive PR? If not, they won't send it to you. Which I think is something brands need to start doing, because otherwise, first of all, to be more environmentally conscious, because they're just sending like these huge packages out to people who are possibly not interested and are going to waste product. I would say it's not like the old days where people would receive like huge like plastic beauty blenders and like TVs coming through their post and, you know, all this kind of stuff, which really was kind of like a rubbish nightmare in the sense that, you know, you probably could only just bin it to get rid of it. And a lot more brands are using like recyclable packaging or telling you how to recycle the PR package that they're sending you.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like PR isn't impressive anymore to people. It used to be like, oh my God, you got a free TV and a cowboy has shown up at your house with a TV and a bunch of products. It's like, well, it's not that that's not impressive anymore. And actually, when I look at things like big like stunts like that, it's kind of a little bit cringy. It's like, oh,
it's very self-serving. Like, who is that for?
Yeah,
but who is that for?
I don't think it's impressive. And actually, putting PR up on like Instagram stories or something like that, I do it as a, what's the word,
like a thank you to the brand.
But people will skip right past it. I skip past it when people post PR all the time. Like, it's boring.
Yeah. That's the thing as well. Is it's not. It's such an average, everyday part of being an influencer. Yeah. People know it is now that it's not impressive. It's not like, oh my God, I want to see you try that. I want to, you know, what works better in from my experience nowadays is people send you products that they own or that they want you to try. Do you know what I mean? Like, but like, I saw this in the shop. I really want you to try it. And it doesn't really work in the sense that people are like, oh my God, you've been sent that. I really want you to try it. I don't feel like it engages the audience like it used to.
No. And I feel like as well, it's like a lot of like smaller influencers or micro influencers, as people call it, also receive PR. Everyone can get PR now, and it's not like as exclusive, and it's not as like, oh my God, we haven't seen this before. Everyone's seen PR. Everyone's seen it.
But that's another thing as well is, especially for like smaller up and coming influencers, it's like that kind of almost like pressure to talk about that product, almost like it's a bribe, which for tax reasons, it has to be a gift. It is a gift, you know?
Did you ever have that when you were, let me tell you actually recently, I was going to, did I say this on, I don't think I've done it on the podcast. I was going to do a masterclass with a brand, not Rare Beauty who I've done it with, this is a completely different brand. And they sent me their product to use. And I actually did a sponsored job with their product because they're a good brand. They sent me it again, but twice. So they sent me, it was a lot of product. So they sent me all this product. I used it, fine, great. And then they sent me a PR package with these products that I have already received from them twice. They sent me these products. Like, I'm talking batches of products, like their range of products. So it, all together, I had received this same PR package three times and spoke about it twice. And then the third time they sent it, they contacted my manager asking why I haven't spoke about it yet. And so we broke off the thing.
No. Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm not working with a brand. I'm not working with a brand like that. But I've done a job talking about your product already. Like, it's happened about these products. Now you want me to thank you for sending me free product that I've already spoke about in my videos. And it's not an obligation for me to talk about those. You always be like, can't wait to try them. I fucking tried them. I was paid to try them. Like, I'm then to contact my manager and be like, you know, we want it to be organic. Yeah, it is organic, but you sending me free products and then me going, oh, I love them. That's not organic. I know I like your product. I spoke about how I like your product regularly and, you know, and had a sponsored job for you. And now I just think it's so like, what's the word? You don't send, anyone knows, you don't send PR and expect, it's not a guaranteed, I'll talk about these.
Yeah, and it shouldn't work
for anyone
way.
Who's listening, who's don't feel pressure. Somebody sends you something for free, it isn't, you don't feel pressured to talk about it unless you genuinely like it, especially if they send you the same PR three fucking times, which I had to give away again, which costs money. It's
On that note, do you ever get annoyed when a brand doesn't send you PR?
It depends on the circumstances. If they send me PR and then I talk and then I say or give a product a negative review and then they stop, although I understand it, that slightly bugs me about the brand.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they just stop sending me product because I don't talk about it when they send me it, I get it. It's a waste of money. But if I've spoken about their brand in a positive light and then I give one bad review, then I'm like,
Yeah, I think that says more about the brand, like, and how they kind of take on critique. Yeah. I get annoyed if I have a really close working relationship with a brand and then they don't send me their new stuff. Like, if it's products that I always like and, you know, maybe, like, I've talked about the brand and they've noticed and I really love their stuff. And then, you know, we have, like, a really strong kind of relationship in DMs and, you know, I constantly talk about their products and they're... then they don't send me a new, like, their latest launch after sending me all their launches. I'm like, oh, I thought we were good. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'll still review it, but I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I wasn't as appreciated as an influencer as I thought, and like to them as a brand. But other than that, like, I don't get, like, I badmouth so many brands and so many products, I'm constantly expecting to never receive PR again.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially brands like Fenty Skin, The Ordinary, who more recently Fenty Skin, who I, you know, talk shit about one of their products, The Ordinary, who I always talk shit about, bless them, they will always email me saying, we appreciate the feedback, here's something else for you. Do you know what I mean? It's never like a, you know, a bad thing. So I love when brands do that. But yeah, other than that, that's the only reason I'd ever be annoyed if I didn't get a new launch or anything like that. But I never expect it.
You know, one situation that really pissed me off, right? Mm. Is this one brand messaged me and they were like, we love your content. Can we send you some products? We just need, you know, your address, your email address, and your phone number. Quite personal information for, you know, somebody who's, you know, online. I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much. Yeah, I love your brand. Here's my address. Oh, sorry, we didn't realize you were in the UK. We can't send to the UK. But you love my content so much that you missed my English accent. Me talking about the sun in the UK, me talking about the lighting in the UK, me talking about it's not available in the UK. But you love my content so much that you missed that huge part of
your life.
Of my life.
Do what I hate is when brands send me your PR.
Oh, yeah.
They've started doing that recently. So, like, L'Oreal recently sent us stuff, both stuff, but they sent me your stuff as well.
Yeah,
like, it's like, we don't live together. People still think we live together. We're 33-year-old men with our own lives.
We had a meeting, like a business meeting, and we were asked if we were in the same house in different rooms. It's like, no, we are adults. Like most siblings, you kind of move away.
People was like, where's Robert? And in his own house, doing his own thing.
So yeah, that's another thing. And also when I've had loads of brands, like, again, say, we want to send you PR. I'm like, great. And then he asked for all these details. And I barely want to give them out. And then they never send anything. I've had it before where a brand sent me something. Oh, you know what? A brand asked me 1 year for my address and then never sent me anything. And then I moved 2 years later and they sent a PR package to the old address.
Really?
Yeah. But there are brands who are really good at keeping up and they'll message you, like you said, email you every time and just be like, we want to send you this. What's your latest address? Do you even want to receive it? Or sometimes they even like pick from this sheet. You know, they'll send an attachment, like pick something or pick a few things from this and let us know what you want to try. Or we can just send you our best sellers if it's a new brand that I've never tried, you know? So I do like it when it's a little bit more personal. I don't like it when they send you a blanket what they're sending to everyone else. Like that blonde fucking hair dye. What am I gonna do with blonde hair dye?
I'll say this again. I know it sounds like we're being ungrateful, but it's just the truth of the matter is that it can become such an overwhelming thing.
Yeah. And I think as people, we're the kind of people like, oh, I would have done that like that. So do you know what I mean? Like, I think we're always looking for better ways to perfect what we're doing. And like small things, like our storage could be better. My lighting stuff. So when a brand does something and I'm like, oh, I could have done that better. Then I'm really like, you know what? I will complain about it because I like things to be a little bit more perfected.
Yeah. So how do you feel? We kind of touched on this about videos that are like PR unboxings, declutters and hauls, you know, and people was like, you know, I've sent this, and you can see the sheer amount of excess of makeup and skincare that they have received from brands. Because I know unboxings and especially declutters are kind of getting quite a bad reaction at the moment. I think people are like, this looks like an issue. This looks like an environmental issue. This looks like, you know.
The thing is, you can say no to PR if you wanted to. But then again, you do get the random boxes that show up. And you're like, how did this person ever get my address?
I would say 90% of my PR is that.
Yeah. It's like, where did this come from? And like, I haven't spoke about it with our manager. And our manager will always be like, do you want to receive gifting from this brand? And we're like, yeah, sure. So I don't understand where it's come from. I get emails, my personal email, asking if people can send me PR. I'm like, where did you get my email?
Me too.
So things do just turn up. Some of it you can't help. But I feel like we need to actively think about what we're doing with those things. Don't open every product and donate it, or don't open every product and send it to someone else, give it to someone else, gift it.
Don't open and sniff.
Don't open and sniff. Don't open and touch. Just if you know you're not going to use it, if you know you have 20 mascaras and you've just received someone's whole range of mascaras, keep one, send the rest away. You know what I mean? So it is really difficult, but we need to be mindful of, what are we doing with that card? What are we separating the bits that are recyclable from the bits we're not? There are ways in which we can make it less of a worry, but it's still excessive. It's always going to be excessive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what I thought? So whenever I receive PR I don't want, I'm always like, I wish I could send this back. I wish brands would include a return label in their PR.
Yeah.
How much easier would that make it? So you can just be like, oh, no, thank you. And you can return it.
Exactly. Yeah. Or if they just contact you in the first place. But I guess they can't with everyone. You know, I think I spoke about them before. There's a PR a company who deal with e.l.f. in the UK called Pure. And I love the way they send me their products. It's in a recyclable bag that comes through the door. It's just just for products, a little card that says whatever, and that's it. That's for products.
I don't want something flashing as I open it. I don't want a TV. I don't want like fucking, oh my God, glitter, unless it's flowers.
Like, oh my God. Unless it's something really like, again, recyclable, or it's for the garden, or something you can just, you know, like brands will send you the card, but if they're like, after you're finished with this card, plant it, and you know, it turns into flowers, whatever. But when it's too much, that brings me back to a point that PR isn't impressive anymore. PR isn't a thing where everyone's like, I wish I could receive that huge, massive PR box with arms and legs, and it sings, and it also, you know, whatever. Yeah. No one really thinks that as much now.
But I wonder if that's because we've always said, especially when it relates to going to like brand events, like just send us the product. Do you know what I mean? We are not we'd rather, like you say, just get your products in an envelope with a bit of padding, with a little bit of paper that explains what it all is, or link to a website. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I always wonder if that's like part of it. But this is the thing, is I do feel like a lot of blame falls on the influencer. And like we were saying, and I'm not just saying this because I am an influencer, but we do know the process. And as we said, part of that process is an agency will reach out to you and ask if you'd like to try a particular product by a particular brand. You say yes, that's it. They've got your address and your phone number. You can ask, you can say, this is all I want forever. So every new brand they take on, they will be sending you stuff. And there are at least five PR companies that do this to me, to me currently. And I have art. I'm just going to say the name, but me and my manager have been trying to opt me out of L'Oreal PR forever. Same. We have been asking this PR agency to stop, and they still haven't.
Other
brands other PR agencies who represent L'Oreal, and I'm getting it from them. I get it from someone else.
Yeah.
I'm getting like, you know, so many different things.
And it's always the same fucking thing from them. And it's because I moved in February, right? I always get notifications. Again, they have my personal email so I don't know how they got that from UPS. Your package is coming, and I always know it's going to be L'Oreal, so I have to get it redirected so it doesn't get... Because then they just phone me, we couldn't deliver your package. And then it's like I get sent back and all this other stuff, so I have it redirected and I get it. It's always the Age Defense skincare line, but it's an envelope with a random red lipstick flying around in there, or hair dye. It's like, I don't... How many times are you going to send me the same stuff? Like, stop, L'Oreal. We're begging you.
This is a public plea.
What do you want from us?
What do you want from me? But this is the thing, is I do feel like brands have a responsibility, and PR agencies, to do the very simple things of emailing, checking if you want something. There are brands that make you fill out a form if you want something, which I think is a bit long, and I would always say no because I don't want to be filling out forms, but I think it's a good way to whittle out those who really, really want to try that product. But another thing is eco-friendly brands sending stuff without asking. Do they need to be doing that? Like, there was a brand trip recently from a brand who were trying to be eco-friendly. It's like the influencers that they took weren't even related to talking about environmental work or the earth, and the whole point of the trip was doing it like earth work. I don't know the words for it, but like eco work kind of stuff. And we as like people watching it learned absolutely nothing. Whatever message they were trying to convey didn't work, and they just wasted fuel, they wasted like everything, do you know what I mean, on these people who didn't spread the message of what they were trying to convey. As little things like that, like, just use your common sense as a brand when it comes to PR and other influencers. You know what I mean? I went a bit of a tangent there.
Yeah. No, I think that's exactly it. Do you know what? It's a win-lose situation. But for most of the time, sometimes we wouldn't be able to do parts of our job without nice PR. But yeah, it's just, I think it's good for brands to be a little bit more mindful of how
that's all it is. I don't think it needs to... Yeah, I don't think it really needs to stop, like full stop. I just think there are massive changes that need to be made. And I do think, like you say, PR nowadays is purely for the influencer. It's not this big show and tell that it used to be.
Right.
So I don't think as much effort and money needs to be put into doing it. We'd love to hear what you think, whether you're an influencer yourself or you're a viewer or a consumer of influencer content. What do you think about PR hauls and decluttering videos, all that kind of stuff? I kind of enjoy them, but just from like an organizing perspective.
Yeah. Oh, what's that? I burped and screamed into the
Let us know what you think. You can let us know in the comments on here or over on our Instagram at Double Cleanse Podcast. Let us know. For more skincare, you can follow me, James Welsh, on YouTube and James_S_Welsh on Instagram and TikTok.
And for makeup, you can follow me, Robert Welsh, on YouTube and Robert WLSH on Instagram and Robert Welsh MUA on TikTok.
Yes, and we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.